Hi, welcome to the Meg Pearson Podcast.
I'm your host,
Meg Pearson. I am a student of life, mother, teacher, and self-care and abundance addict. I'm here to share my story, as well as what I have learned through my 40 years of living and many life experiences that include personal bankruptcy, overcoming bulimia, alcohol addiction, and later in life pregnancy and motherhood. I have taken back my mental, financial, and physical health, and even retired from my career in live television at age 30 to create the life of my dreams in Costa Rica, all thanks to my daily practice, commitment to growth, and many self-guided healing journeys. If you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone, take your life and health into your own hands, and finally feel truly connected and in love with your body and soul, then join me every single week. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hello and welcome to this week of the Meg Pearson Podcast. So get this, you guys. I just sat down and recorded this whole podcast and then went to transfer it to my editing software and there was no audio because for some reason I had the mute turned on my microphone. So this is take two on intuitive eating. So happy to have you guys here today. I am sitting in my office in my house coat, having a big old cup of cacao beverage, my absolute favorite heart-opening pick-me-up. Because I had a late night last night. I got home from work at 3:30 in the morning, and I was exhausted. I was in a ceremony, an ayahuasca ceremony last night. My whole body is aching because I danced my tail off. It was a beautiful, magical, deep, profound, heavy, light, lovely night. And I'm happy to be here for this week's episode. So this is another solo episode, if you haven't deemed from my title and the promotional material. So I'm going to get into the topic real soon, but I wanted to just talk about a couple of quick things first. I just announced a cooking class that I'm offering. It's going to be taking place on Thursday, August 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're listening to this podcast before then in 2021, check that out. It's going to be a class about how you can cook for great digestion. And this is actually going to be a bit of an introductory class to you guys. If you're not familiar, if you've never worked with me, never seen me doing my thing in the kitchen, this is going to be a one-off class, and then I'm going to be offering a really cool four-part cooking workshop series alongside a yoga later in September. So if you want to just get to know me a little bit more and see how I work, you can check out that class, Cooking for Digestion, again, Thursday, August 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can check out more information at my website, meganpearson.ca/shop. Where you can buy your spot. I have it on a discounted price and through until Monday. So this coming Monday, which will be August the 9th, I'm offering a $10 discount on the class. So if you join by then. It's also a bonus class that I'm offering for anyone that signs up for one-on-one coaching with me before August 10th. So the other thing I wanted to let you guys know about before I get into today's topic is I would like you to stay tuned to my socials for info on an upcoming live interview I'm going to be doing with one of Canada's biggest broadcasters, television broadcasters. Hopefully next week I'll actually be doing this. So I'm going to be announcing more details about that very soon, but I've had the invitation to come on and speak about some things, and I'm really excited about that. I haven't done live TV in a while, but I used to do a lot of live TV. It's been a minute. So looking forward to that. Stay tuned to at the Meg Pearson Podcast and at Coach Meg Pearson for details on that, the when, the where, the channel, and all of that. Hopefully I'll also have a link after the interview that I can share for anyone that can't catch it live or anyone that can't get Canadian TV channels. So moving on to today's topic, intuitive eating. Now this is a often debated term, depending who you talk to, because there are a lot of people out there talking and teaching about intuitive eating, and I think that's a really beautiful thing that we're finally making more of a big shift away from the old ways of doing things and diet culture and the notion that we do not know anything and we have to go to outside experts to learn how to eat, how to live, how to work out, all of that stuff. But I'm going to share a little bit with you guys about what intuitive eating means to me, because I think that a lot of people that are out there are, you know, meaning really well, But what they're teaching is just a bunch of other rules around food. And that's the last thing I want anyone to feel like they have to be adopting when it comes to how they nourish themselves. We have to peel back and dissolve a lot of the stories that we've created around food so that we can get back to connecting to the innate wisdom of our body and our soul in order to make the best decisions on how to nourish ourselves. And as much as a lot of the intuitive eating teachers out there are helping debunk a lot of the myths around, you know, diet and, you know, releasing the stranglehold that diet culture has on a lot of us, if you really, really adhere to their protocols, it's often just another whole list of rules that you have to follow and things that crowd your brain and your body, that you're always, you know, following a checklist about, am I eating? Am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? And that's stressful in and of itself. So what I wanted to share with you guys here today was a post this morning on Facebook. I had a memory pop up and it was from 2018. And I had this photo where I made a definition for an intuitarian, because back then I was really, people were asking me what kind of chef I was, what kind of teacher I was. And I would always, you know, how I ate. And I liked the term, I'm an intuitarian. So I intuitively eat. I'm not vegetarian. I'm not vegan. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm an intuitarian. So I made a post on my social medias about this back in 2018, and it came up in my memory. So I decided to talk about it here today. So here's the post. This is what I had written in the caption for my post. I am an intuitarian. This realization came to me in a dream last night as I nightmared about all the absolutely insane statements I have heard, read, written, and even myself spoken over the last decade during my journey into the holistic health food world. I'm not vegan. I love honey. I'm not raw. I roast shit all the time. Or vegetarian. I ate one shrimp last night caught by my local fisherman, but I don't currently enjoy meat, pork, or even chicken. Perhaps I may tomorrow. I do not care to subscribe to a title, try to fit into a box, or feel the need to apply a label to how I choose to nourish my soul. It has come up time and time again with clients, the idea that one must have a culinary team they play for. If I call myself a raw vegan chef, I must only eat raw and vegan foods then, right? Wrong. Yes, at one time in my life, that way of eating worked for me. Going raw, as they say, did help me heal my long damaged relationship with both my body and food itself. But as my physical self healed and evolved, so has my relationship to food rules. Recently, I've been exposed, or perhaps I have just been more conscious of, all the nutrition talk casually tossed around by yoga teachers, chefs, mothers, daughters, landlords, cousins, heck, anyone that has anyone and everyone has an angle these days. For me, the last straw was overhearing a client discuss while we were eating a well-balanced prepared meal I made with locally caught fish and vegetables. She was explaining to me the risks involved with eating cucumber skin. They're cancer-inducing, wouldn't you know? Sigh. Enough already. I have overcome 20 years of disordered eating, a near-death battle with bulimia, and was once the queen of deprivation. But I'm fucking sick and tired of it. Please, can't we just honor food for what it is? Our energy-giving and bonus, bliss-providing primal need that deserves respect? No more fear, no more believing that our neighbor's new diet is the key to our everlasting weight loss success. No more trying to convert our bodies and sell our friends, families, yoga students, or strangers on how they should eat to be the best that they can be. We were all born with the ability to choose what our body needs, consume it, and move on with enjoying our day, our life, and our miraculous bodies until the next moment our tummy grumbles for another bite. We must get back to that. Let's listen. Let's intuit more and intellect less. You may not have that intolerance. You might be better off vegan. You might not be. You could thrive on only plants, but maybe your daughter requires and craves beef for her own bodily needs and the season of life that she's in. Please, leave her to feel it. Let her experiment. I, for one, am tired of the blah, 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 both from society and from inside my own head. So I am choosing to shut that shit up for good. And I will eat how I feel, letting my newfound intuitarian lifestyle be my guide. So I was a little bit fired up when I wrote that. And I feel the same way still today. I feel like there's so much static out there from other people. And, you know, so many of us, so many people I work with, so many clients, so many people I meet, you know, are still hopping on to the latest diet trend, hoping and thinking and believing that that's going to be the ticket to their happiness. Well, I got news for you. It doesn't matter how much weight you lose. If you can't truly understand what your desires and needs are to feel happy, which is just really starting to connect to who you are and releasing all the conditions and stories that you've inherited from your childhood, from your parents, from where you grew up, from society, from your culture, then no diet is going to solve anything. The truth is, life is not waiting for you on the other side of weight loss, my friends. And what we need to start to understand is what those core desires actually are. What is the state that you're seeking? And learning how to feel that way today. Realizing that losing those last 10 pounds aren't going to make you any happier if you can't truly, deeply, and, you know, truly, deeply, and authentically accept yourself as you are. And move forward from a place of trusting that everything in life is working for us and not against us. The fact is, if food is hard for you, then something else needs to change because you have to eat multiple times a day for the rest of your life. Some people say, well, this certain diet worked for me. Well, maybe physically it did, but what about your mental and emotional and spiritual side? How did those parts of you feel while you were on that diet losing the weight? When people tell me that their diet worked, it typically just means that the number on the scale went down. Which is what a lot of us think that will make us, that's the ticket to happiness, but it's not. What we need to do is really start to shift from our focus on how we look to how we feel. We need to start listening to our body instead of our taste buds. It's not just all about eating everything you want, which is what a lot of people in the intuitive, you know, that are first learning about intuitive eating, they think like, oh my God, if I just eat with what my body wants, then I'm just going to eat nothing but pizza and cookies and donuts and cake. And, you know, I'll end up ballooning to 100 pounds and I'll feel horrible and my health will suffer. But the thing is, sometimes we do have to let go of the reins and eat all of those foods so that we can start to realize that they aren't all that bad. And if you spent a week eating everything, you know, processed and out of a box and, you know, things like donuts and less nutrient-dense food, then eventually your body is going to start craving other things like the fruits and the vegetables. Knowing that any of these pieces are all pieces of the puzzle of what we call life and what we call one of the, you know, our simplest pleasures is eating. This is what it's really all about, right? Learning that foods are not innately bad or good. They receive those labels simply because of the stories that we have around them. And learning to eat the way that we'd ate when we were children. You know, I watch my daughter. Some days she eats piles and piles of food. I don't know where she packs it. And another day she just doesn't have an appetite. Some days she wants to eat nothing but fruit. And other days she wants not to eat nothing but eggs. And she just is listening to her body. And she eats when she's hungry. She asks for a snack when she's hungry. And then she stops when she's full. Even if it's her favorite food, if she doesn't want to eat it and if she's full, she stops eating it. And we've forgotten how to live like that. And that's the really crazy bit. So for intuitive eating, you know, the simplest thing that I always recommend to people is really checking in on what you think eating a certain way is going to bring you in your life. Because for the most part, most people believe that if they change their diet a certain way, they're going to lose weight. And when they lose weight, they're going to feel happier and they're going to be able to be finally, you know, willing to step into the next big job that they want. They can finally have the relationship that they've been dreaming of. And the fact of the matter is there's no guarantee that weight loss is going to give you any of those things. And if you're really just focusing on the number on the scale, what will typically happen is you'll get to that weight loss goal and you'll look around and nothing else will have changed. You'll still be disconnected from who you deeply are and what your biggest desires are in life. And then you'll create another often unachievable goal for yourself when it comes to weight loss. When the thing is, we get to choose at any given moment to be happy, to feel the beauty and the grace and the trust and the joy that is the state that we are seeking. Now, there are some tips that you can look to if you want to start working with your intuition. And a lot of my clients that come to work with me think that they want to come and, you know, and have me assign them a new dietary plan and a bunch of recipes. And, oh, yeah, I'm a chef, so I could probably make it really, really easy and really, really tasty. But within the first conversation we have, we typically start to understand that the reason that they want to lose weight has nothing to do with food. It's about acceptance, acceptance of themselves, acceptance from their family. You know, maybe they grew up in a family where their mother was always telling them to lose weight and putting them on a diet at a young age, and they're just looking for acceptance. Or maybe the reason that they want to lose weight is because they just have been so brainwashed by society's messages around body that the only good body is a small body, and that big bodies are bad and wrong, which is just, oh, I could have a whole other podcast just on that. And I probably will have some interviews with some, you know, experts in that area to talk about all of these society and societal and cultural impacts that have affected the way the vast majority of people in the world feel about their bodies and food. But the crazy thing is, you look over in places like Africa and people that are living, you know, a little bit more off the grid and away from mainstream media, and they're not stressing about the way their body looks. It's just us. It's us. It's our North American culture. It's our first world problems. And it's such an issue that we spend so much time and energy and so much of our brain space obsessing over this stuff. I know when I really started deeply working on my spiritual path and peeling back all the layers I've had around issues with my food and control, because for me, a lot of my diet issues, my bulimia was all about control, trying to control life in a seemingly uncontrollable environment. I felt like everything was out of my hands because of my sexual molestation, and I didn't know about having autonomy for my body. And the only way that I could feel like I had that was through developing my eating disorder. And that is such a big piece to the puzzle, is really figuring out what it is that we want. What are our needs? The same way I look at my daughter every single day when she's upset, and I figure out what is the need that needs to be met with her. And then I do that. I address that instead of addressing the actual tantrum or the issue that she's having in the actual moment. What is her deeper need? And that's what we need to look at when we're looking at diets and how we think that they're going to change our life. What is the deeper need around that? And what is the core issue that needs to be addressed and healed? And with my clients, we start looking into that. And I have a very specific approach that I work with clients to help discover it. And I tell you, once you merge back with the truth of who you are, you have that remembrance and connection to your intuition, all of the questions that you had dissolve, all of these old stories that you had around food just start to fall away, and it creates a space of freedom. It creates peace in your mind. You know, I didn't even realize, even 5 years ago, when I thought that I had come so far and released my eating disorder, you know, after some really deep spiritual work, I woke up one morning and the chatter that was in my brain for the last 20 years had disappeared, because I had finally let go of my need to control my body and food in a way that wasn't mine. And now there's times where I revel in the silence of that monkey mind that used to just constantly berate me and constantly calorie count, reflect, what did I eat for breakfast? Okay, now I need to make sure that lunch is only going to be X amount of calories. Like, holy shit, it was exhausting. So I just wanted to touch on intuitive eating with you guys here today. And I'm going to be talking a lot more about this in upcoming episodes. Definitely, you know, stay tuned to hear about this upcoming live interview that I'm going to be doing. I will be touching on intuitive eating again. And I'm going to make some posts on my social media and also on my blog a little bit more about this, and some avenues that you can explore if this is a way of eating that you would like to adopt to begin to shift away from the diet culture and the need to follow the rules that were laid before you. I hope that this has been helpful and insightful, maybe a little bit inspirational, maybe a bit triggering for some of you, especially if you are a big advocate of the traditional intuitive eating protocol. And I welcome the discussion. So please send me a message, Instagram, DM me at the Meg Pearson Podcast or Coach Meg Pearson. Email me at meg@meganpearson.ca, and I'd love to have a dialogue. I wish you a beautiful rest of your week, and I will see you guys here next week. Ciao for now. Thanks so much for listening. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Please follow us over on Instagram at the Meg Pearson Podcast and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more info on today's show, please head over to the podcast webpage at meganpearson.ca/podcast. Until next time, lovers, ciao for now.